To begin with, let me tell you, this is a course in law. And law is a very practical but important subject, because what is law? Law is the rules by which our civilization is ordered. It's our rule book for our society. And in order to succeed in business, and all of you have decided to pursue that area of study, you really need to know the law, because that can make or break a business. And this is going to give you a background in the law of corporations, which are the primary driver of modern business. The corporate format is something which has really elevated all of our society. I know that some people like to trash it, and it's a very easy subject to do that. But I can tell you that the corporate format has provided our modern middle class. It is a magnet for capital. Capital is what business runs off of. And corporations are people under the law. And they have been since their real creation in the United States. And some people are good and some people are bad, just like human beings. So to turn around a corporation is an entity which is derivative of the people who run it. So some of those people are great, some of those people are less than great. So it's not the entity in and of itself. The entity in and of itself is a beautiful entity. And the law is what forms corporations. They are what is known as a creature of law. And in order to understand them, you need to understand the law behind them. And that's what we're going to teach in this. Again, it's going to be kind of a 5,000 foot overview, because this is not a 3-credit course. We understand that. In order to start, I've asked you to take a look at the PowerPoints and things that we have. We do not use Blackboard in this class. Blackboard has many deficiencies, and I'm not here to slam the computer world on that, but we have built our own dedicated website for this class. It's not complicated. It's very simple, and it delivers the content to you, we think, in an easier, more friendly, and more importantly, more secure way than Blackboard does. So we use that website. It is bobfarley.us, and we'll go through that today on it. It's my name, and who am I? And you need to kind of know who I am to understand who's going to be doing the teaching here, because this is a class that you really need for your professional development. And who is involved with it? Well, that person is myself. I am a Juris Doctorate recipient from Hofstra University. I am a practicing lawyer for over 30 years. And I also have an LLM degree, which is a PhD in law, which only 2% of the lawyers in the United States have that. My professional background, I started my career as a trial attorney right here in Albany. I tried cases for several years as a young associate with one of the best law firms in upstate New York. It was McNamee, Lochner, Titus & Williams. I was proud to say out of law school, I was the very first associate that that law firm ever hired out of law school. It was tough sledding going into it, but I loved it. I enjoyed it. Never lost a case in a courtroom, lost a couple on appeals, but I wasn't the one who appealed them. So I can hide behind that. But at the end of the day, I loved being a trial lawyer, and it was loads of fun and interesting. Before I went to law school, I was a student at SUNY Albany. I graduated from SUNY Albany in 1984. I'm very proud of that fact. My wife did too. She was a 1983 graduate. I followed her to law school. And after I was a trial lawyer, with that experience, I was asked to serve as a counsel to the minority leader in the New York State Assembly. And then I became Deputy Attorney General of the state of New York. I was the youngest Deputy Attorney General in the history of the state. I also, at the time I was Deputy Attorney General, right after that, I ran for office myself. I was an elected county legislator in Schenectady. I was chairman of the county board. I was also minority leader of the county board. I was there for 20 years. I won 5 elections. Very proud of my service there. I retired in 2011 as the leading vote getter, and I think I did a lot of good for my community. That's why you run for office. In 1996, I went over and became a counsel in the New York State Senate, and I was chief counsel to 5 different committees during my course there. I'm now senior counsel to the Senate right now. I've been here for 30 years. So my teaching experience is over 2 decades. I've done it for well over 20 years. I've taught at Syracuse University School of Law. I've taught at Albany Law, taught at Union College. But my favorite place to teach is right here at my alma mater, and that is SUNY Albany. I think our students are the finest. I really am into teaching. I'm an adjunct. I don't do this as my primary source of living. I also have my own law firm. I'm a busy guy, but my favorite thing to do is teach because I love my students. And I have a very simple teaching philosophy. I succeed when you do. So I'm not one of the professors that tries to bust you down or make your life hard. Matter of fact, I want to try and make your life as easy as possible. I want to deliver the knowledge that I can give to you and make you as successful as possible, not only in the classroom, but also outside of it. Anything I can do to help any of my students to become like my children, I'll do anything I can for you. My personal background is, as I told you, I'm married. My wife, Marilyn, is the head of the tax department for KPMG Albany. She's a very gifted CPA tax attorney, far better lawyer than I ever thought of being. I have 2 daughters who have both told me they want to be lawyers like their mother. They're both attorneys. My youngest just graduated from American University School of Law. I thought I was done paying tuition finally after paying over well in the north of $500,000 for tuition for the 2 kids. And my oldest daughter comes to me and tells me she's getting married. So I have to buy a wedding now. But anyway, my personality is very easygoing, very sincere. The only thing that I don't like is when people are not nice to each other. So that's not really a problem on an internet class because, you know, we're obviously kind of separated by technology. But I can tell you, as long as you treat your friends nice, on board here, I'm all good with that. I'm easy to get a hold of. Just send me an email. My email address is my name. It's Bob Farley at bobfarley.us. Easy email. All of this is on the website that we use to host. The website, we're going to go through that in a minute. But that website is your grand central for being able to get everything. It's a very easy platform for you to use. Feel free to call me. Feel free to text me. My number is also there. It's 986-2037, but it's also listed there. My teaching philosophy is very simple. I succeed when you do. I believe I have among the highest ratings at the university here, and it's because I have great students. It's not because I do a great job, it's because my students are so good, and I try and let you succeed. And as a result of that, I'll always do anything I can for you. Please know that I'm there for you when you need letters of recommendation, when you need somebody to make a phone call or stand up for you. I'm going to be happy to do that. Okay. One of my problems is I am hard of hearing. I lost most of my hearing as a child due to an ear infection, a series of ear infections, burst both my eardrums, and as a result of that, I am partially deaf. So when you see me lean into the camera, I'm not trying to scare you. Sadly, it's because I can't hear, and it becomes more of a challenge in a real classroom. On that note, I wish we were in a real classroom because I love the interaction with my students. I love to see you. I love to listen to you. And I'm hopeful that someday we might be able to take a class together where we're actually able to be in the same room. Nothing against technology. It's really wonderful. But at the end of the day, I do love that personal interaction. It's part of my makeup. One thing I am going to ask all of you to do, at this point I'm going to start screen sharing our web page. Hold on a second. Okay. Hopefully all you guys can see this. Can you see it? Nod your head if you can. Okay. This is our webpage. It's the Law of Corporations. I'll go to the homepage. When you go to the homepage, you're going to see this. It's at bobfarley.us. And when you go to bobfarley.us, you'll see this lovely little log cabin. I know it's pretty lame. I drew it myself. That's why it's so lame. I'm not an artist. But anyway, you click on law classes and you'll see this. We're down right down here, which is Business Law 500, Law of the Corporation. We have our own dedicated webpage for this class. It has our course introduction, which I sent to you all by email. It talks about the class and how it operates. Please feel free to read that. We also have the schedule of the class. And that schedule tells you everything that you're going to need during the course of this class. As you notice, we only have two exams. We're going to have a midterm and a final. We will have a review session, which is optional. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but you're more than welcome to, which we're going to have on October 3rd. These are Saturdays. And November 28th. Those sessions will be short, but what they will do is I'm going to go through everything that's going to be on the exam so you're prepared for the examination if you want it. Our class syllabus here tells everything that we're going to cover in the class. It's very detailed. Don't let it scare you. We're not going to bury you. We realize that this is not, you know, a 5-credit course, so believe me, we're going to turn around and cover this from 5,000 feet, but these are the areas that we're going to do. It is a challenge because I want to give you enough information so that it's valuable to you, but I also don't want to overwhelm you with the amount of work for the value of this course. the format and grading is very simple. As I said, we have two exams. Your final is going to be worth 65 points. Your midterm is going to be worth 30 points towards your final grade. And the biography that you send me is going to be worth 5 points automatically, no matter what you put in there. I do allow for extra credit if anybody wants to pursue that. That extra credit is something picked by you. It has to touch on the law some way, somehow. It does not have to touch on corporation law, but it has to be on the law. Watching an episode of Law and Order doesn't count, but you have to pick it. A lot of people will go see a court. Some people will just write a paper. Some people will turn around and come visit the state legislature or do some other civic activity. That's all good, and we'll give you extra credit. And the amount of extra credit we give you is dependent on the amount of effort you put into it. But the most important part of our website is paid the class pages. That's down here on the bottom. This class pages is one for every class. We have 14 classes. Today is going to be the first. And all we're going to have on today's class is this Zoom call. And when you click on the website, when I click on that class number, it's going to bring up what we have and for what you are going to do. We have broken down every class into three lectures. Now, we have double the lectures here, as you notice, because Apple's format is different than Windows format. So when you want to open that up in your computer, we offer you a choice, because I don't know who's using Apple, who's using Windows. So whichever one is your operating system, that's where you go to. You can use either one, but they're the same thing. So tomorrow when we post this Zoom call on the website, it's only going to be 1A. That means 1B and 1C are going to be blank. There's nothing in there. Okay, but on regular classes, all three of them will be. I break them up because of the fact that we do not want you to have to listen to a longer lecture on that. I'm going to try and keep them really tight and brief, and that way you can listen to three of them and bring them all together on them. I also will do, after every lecture, and the way we structure our lectures is, the first few minutes of our lecture, we're going to do a review of what we did last week, because I think repetition is the mother of learning. We're going to just do a 10,000 foot overview of what we did the week before, and then we're going to get into the lecture that we do for this week. And after that is concluded, we're going to do a case, because cases are really the way that the law is applied. I'm going to bring you cases that are really relevant and something that will help you and help you learn. Those cases are going to be here in the video case. That's the video for that. And again, there's one for both Windows and Apple. They're the same thing. So, you know, don't think you have to watch both. They're the same thing. They're only just different formats. Now, some people read best or learn best by audio. So I convert all these video files into audio. It's just the audio version of the video, just for your convenience. They're there for all the lectures. We also accompany for every video. We have a PowerPoint. There's one for today, for today's Zoom call. And you'll see that when that'll get posted tomorrow up there. I think the PowerPoint's already up there actually for today. But the lecture, when we finish recording it, it'll be up there and you'll see that on these two top ones. There is, again, no B or C for today. There will be in other lectures, okay? The case audio is the same thing as the lecture audio. It's just the audio for the case. But we also give you case briefs, which are synopsises. It kind of is an explanation, a layman's term of what happened in the case. Why is it important? And that's really helpful to you, because when we ask you on the exam what the case did, one of the things we're going to ask is what's the holding. And the case brief, that's what it tells you, is what the case did. And that's the holding of it. The case decision is more for your entertainment more than anything. That's the entire case as written by the court. So if you really are into it, you can read that and it will really help you. For those of you who ever want to go to law school, that's how you learn in law school. You read nothing but cases and you read those and you write the brief. Well, you're included with the brief here. We give that out to you and the case decision is what it is and you get to read it. We also provide supplemental materials. There is a textbook for this class. I don't know that it's necessary. It's Anderson's Business Law. It's very expensive because it's used in about five different business law classes. It's a very well-written textbook, and if you're into textbooks, please feel free to buy it. But I can tell you right now, you're not going to need it if you don't want to buy it, because between the supplemental materials, which are what we call legal outlines, they're what you use in law school to understand the topical areas, and in this case, it's going to be corporations. That is going to be provided in the supplemental materials. There's two major ones. One is called the manuals, and one is called examples and explanations. They're provided for you, and they're free of charge. They're right up here because I just use snippets of them, and they will help you if you say, geez, I really don't understand what that means. That will help you. They're kind of like your little encyclopedia for every class on that. Your weekly information sheet, which is right here, is a 1 to 2 page sheet every week that will tell you everything that's going to be on the test. It is a real brief, 1,000-foot synopsis of the class. It will tell you what's going to be on the test. If it's not on that sheet, it's not going to be on the test. So for those of you who just want to look to see what's going to be on the test, just go to the weekly information sheet and that'll tell you all. Okay. Now,
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi. So the cases that we're gonna be looking over, is it are we gonna have to write is there gonna be an assignment attached to it, or are we gonna discuss it together on, let's
There's
say,
a
like we're
lecture.
gonna
There's a lecture. Each case has a lecture, and that's right here. See where the arrow is? Those are where the lectures are going to be on the case. The cases are usually about between 10 and 20 minutes, and they tell you everything about the case. And I explain the case, I explain the parties, I explain what happened. And that case lecture is what that is. The audio is here, and the case brief gives a very brief discussion of what. That's why it's called a brief. It gives a very short discussion of the cases. It's a one-page deal.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, hon?
Yeah.
That is our website, and I think it'll be very helpful to you. Again, on the left-hand side, you can just download that student biography and email it to me. It's in a PDF format. If you have a problem, some students have problems with PDFs because it's not a universally use on all systems. I use it for everything, but that doesn't mean everybody does. But at the end of the day, if you're having problems, please just shoot me an email and I'll send it to you in Word, whatever works for you. I don't care the format I get. Some students just take a screenshot of it and fill it in, however you work it. I just need the information. I don't need it in any specific format. But please send me your biography. You get 5 points off the bat for it. As I said before, we don't use Blackboard, so don't be concerned that we don't do that. We only use it for exams. And the primary reason is because we think the website is a much more user-friendly vehicle for you on this. This is, I think, one of the better classes that we have in SUNY. It's brief. It is actually taken as a portion of our class that we have on business organizations because it's only corporations. I teach at a higher level because obviously this is a graduate level class, so we'll get into any areas that you want. We are going to have two more Zoom calls before this is over, one for the review session and one for the final, so that you can ask any questions that you have and so you can learn everything we can need to have. But if you have questions before that, if you have any issues before that, just email me, call me, reach out to me because I am available for you. As far as office hours, I am an adjunct, so I don't have an office at SUNY Albany. But that being said, I do know where the school is, so I've been teaching there for 20 years. So if you need me to come by and by appointment and meet with you, I'm happy to do that. We can meet in the library or the student center, whatever is more convenient for you. And I'll go through face to face if you need that. So whatever you're going to need, I'm going to be there for you. I want you to succeed. That's very important to me. I want to make sure that you have a very positive experience on that. Now, that being said, I've talked a lot, and I want to have any of you ask any questions that you have, and I want to answer them. And it doesn't even have to be on this class, it could be on anything else. I'm more than willing to answer anything you got. Bethany, how about you?
I don't think I have any questions.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming. Emily, what do you got?
Yeah, I just want to be clarified. So you only provide the exam review and the two Zoom classes. So besides that, we have to watch the videos online and to.
Correct.
Oh, I see. That's.
Everything, I mean, this class is structured as as a in person class, and what we've done is just transferred over to videos to try and operate a class strictly on Zoom has all kinds of conflicts. This is not a synchronous class. This is a class as you go, and I will tell you the major difference is when we have an in-person class, I generally don't take questions during my lectures anyway, because I am very brief. I do believe that Words are like sunshine. It's not the duration, it's the intensity. And I try to do this with enthusiasm and passion and get them done as quickly as we can. I want to convey that information. I don't want to shortchange you, but I also want to make sure that I don't waste your time. And those videos that you watch will convey the information you need in as compact a measure as we can. We're hopefully that they're brief and informative and entertaining. You'll watch them, you'll get them, you'll go through the PowerPoints, you'll do the cases. And then if you have questions or issues, believe me, if you know the class wants to do another Zoom call, I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to do it. But at the end of the day, until you need that, until you're there, you know, my lectures are my lectures, and that's what they'd be in real class too. I am blessed to have a very strong rating here at SUNY Albany for my 20 years of teaching. As I said before, it's not because of me, it's because of my great students like you, Emily, and hopefully we'll be able to meet your expectations on that.
Okay, another question is about readings. Do we require to read a lot? Reading materials, do you require a lot?
Well, most of our reading is going to be in two spots on this. As I said, you can get the textbook, but I don't know how much you'll get out of that because this textbook is designed for an undergraduate course for corporations, which is only a small portion of that textbook. What we have done here is we've provided for all the information that we present in the PowerPoints, which are high level, compact information. Together with these supplemental readings, the supplemental readings which are available for you are law school quality material. So they're not intellectually difficult, but they're very powerful. And they are meant to tell, you know, law school teaches you things by the case method. We don't teach this by the case method because that's very difficult to learn that way conceptually. And you guys are taking this as a business class, not just as a law class. I want to show you the law, but I want to do it in a format which, you know, college and graduate students will be able to understand it. So those legal outlines, they're spectacular. They're very good, and you'll get more information out of that, more enjoyable, they're readable. I think they're the first class stuff. Mackenzie, how about you?
Thanks. So I don't know if I missed it, but the classes on the website will be updated weekly, so released right. Weekly. I try and go to class number two just to see, and none of the videos were up yet.
I post up a series of lectures and the comments or the PowerPoints, all of that material every week as we go along. And the reason I do it is because I record them and deliver them every week because I don't want to do them too far ahead of time because they get stale. There's sometimes information that you would like to have that's recent. You know, there's changes in law. There's changes in society. The stock market will go up. It'll go down. You know, different corporation will do something that you'd want to comment on. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it doesn't. But we want to keep that as fresh as possible. So we won't load those up until, you know, sometimes we'll do it a week ahead of time. But, you know, generally it's up there. By that time, you're ready to get to it. And if you go every week, you're going to be able to download and watch everything every week.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Emily, did you have another question, dear? You're on mute, sweetheart.
Yeah, another concern is about the homework. So you will put on your website too, right? We can.
There is no homework in the class other than to watch the videos, do the PowerPoints, and do whatever supplemental reading you feel is necessary to understand the concepts.
Oh, cool.
There is no outside homework. I'm not a believer in it. I think our lectures are what's strong. I don't do it in any of my classes. I do offer an opportunity for extra credit if somebody wants to do that. So if you want to do a paper, if you want to do, you know, go to a court, or if you want to tour a corporation, talk to a CEO, what are his challenges? What are her challenges? If you do that, I'll give you extra credit for it. So that kind of thing, if you want to view that as homework, that's great. That's extra credit. You get that over and above anything you do on an exam. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not a big, this is a one credit class. I'm not going to turn around and bury in homework. That's not fair and it's not right.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Alexa, how about you, dear?
I'm good. I don't have any questions.
Okay. That means Alexa's the smartest woman in the room because of the fact that she's silent. You know, that's what they always said about George Washington. He never spoke. They all thought he was the smartest guy in the room. He may have been because he never spoke. Anyway, how about Zoe?
I don't have any questions. I think it's okay.
No, everything's great?
Yeah.
I like to hear. Okay. Ashley, how about you?
I'm all set. Thank you.
Alexa?
Yes.
Any questions?
No.
How about you, Evan?
I do have one.
Shoot. You make me happy when you ask a question. You know that.
The original email you sent us like a couple days ago, it says that the midterm and the final will be posted on Blackboard.
Well, they're not, they're delivered via Blackboard. Blackboard has a protocol by which it will deliver a exam remotely. It's a multiple choice test. Both of them will be, and it's timed. And that system is done by Blackboard. There's other ways to do it. Google has a format, so does Microsoft, which I think is better than Blackboard, but the university wants us to use Blackboard, so that's how you're going to get it. Basically, you're going to get an online test with multiple choice questions where you select them on it in a certain time frame. I'm not a huge fan, and I've said it about 8 times, sadly, of Blackboard, but it's the only way the university wants to deliver a remote exam because they have confidence in it, so that's what we do.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Going
how about Fang? Oh.
Going off that, sorry.
Sure, Zoe.
Will those tests be posted ahead of time, or are they posted like one day and then due at a certain?
They are a timed exam on that specific date that's in the schedule.
Okay, thank you.
How about you, Fang? Fang Zoe?
I do have a question about the test. Do you give case analysis problems?
Yes, I do. That's in our cases. That's on the website. You'll go through the case, okay, which are court cases, okay, and they will explain that area of law that we've covered.
So multiple choices and case analysis?
No, there's the multiple
two
choice.
Forms.
The multiple choice are the examinations, and there's a midterm and a final. And those examinations will include the case studies, and they will ask you what is the holding in the case, what did that case mean? And that's what you're going to answer. Okay. It'll be one of the four questions. My multiple choice questions are four questions.
So we're not going to have write an IC for it, just when we don't need to write an article about cases. Just the multiple choice is the problems.
Correct.
Okay, that's my question. Thank you.
I hope that answered it. Did it answer it to you, honey?
Yeah, of course.
Jimmy, how about you?
I think I'm all set.
All good? Like the hat. Very silent.
Thanks. Yep, PFG.
It's all good.
Yep.
Okay, Zoe, dear, anything?
I think I'm good, thank you.
How about Tim? Mr. Williams?
Yes, Professor.
Yes. Any questions, my dear buddy?
I just joined. I just got off another class, so I figured I'd jump in to see if you guys were still going. So
we're still going. We're just opening up for questions. And
nope.
If you missed the earlier part, I won't belabor you with it, but you can
watch recording.
Yep. And hopefully you'll get everything you need out of it. But, you know, if anybody has any questions that you didn't think of or I didn't cover, then just send me an email. Shoot me an email. Give me a text. Call me. Send a message by Pony Express. Whatever works. Okay? We're all done. Okay? Ashley, you still good? Are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else before we sign off? Is that enough? You guys heard it all? Bethany, you good? You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Awesome. And I appreciate it. One thing I want to leave you with is the fact that I want to be of help to you. That's why I'm here. This is not my principal way that I make my living. Matter of fact, if you knew the amount of money that we get here, it's compensation, but it isn't something that you do it for. You do it because you love the students. I love my students, and I want you guys to succeed. Let me know how I can be helpful to you because I want to. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It's great seeing you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good nice
night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.